are. Good. So this is now a central sugya in the topic of Reyef. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. How do we come to the din of Rabbi Yonos ben Shaul? What's Rabbi Yonos ben Shaul? He's a Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yonos ben Shaul. Leim Reyef Shayi Reyef Achar Chaveroi Lehorgoi V'Yachol Atziloi V'Achod Me'Evarav V'Lahitzil Neragolov. So in that case, the matzil is going to be chayev misa, right? You have the roidev, the near enough in the matzil, correct? So the if the Rabbeinus and Ben Shaul tell us the following din, that if the matzil could save the near enough, or could save the roidev from doing the aveira, without killing the roidev, and nevertheless he kills the roidev, then the matzel now becomes chayev misa. That's a Bienesan ben Shaul's din. How do we come to, why are we discussing Rabbi Ben Shaul's din at this point of the sugya? Because the Gemara is looking for a situation where we will say, kom le mit rabba minei for a ma'anes. Right? Gemara says that if a person is ma'anes a nara, and so the ma'anes is chayv chamishim shkolim. And the Mishnah said this even if he's ma'anes a nara who is a chayv mises beizdin, he will still be chayv chamishim shkolim. So the Gemara says, hayatochein. Understand there's a din of loy silisha. Good. Understand there's a din of kom lebin rabba minei from the perspective of that he's now trying to be ma'anes a koriv. But what about from the din of roidev? He's chayiv misa mitam roidev. So here you have a priest ma'anes. And ayin gilman would always say that ma'anes is chayiv is a roidev. So ma'anes is a roidev. So he's chayiv misa mitam roidev. Right, anybody standing here, I can kill him. So, why would he be chayiv chamishim shkolim in that situation? So the Gemara tries to find several situations. The Gemara has several situations. Right, one situation was where she was already violated shaloi kedarka. So therefore, he doesn't have the same. He's not a roidev. Right, or where the woman is saying, don't kill him. Also, not a din of a roidev. Or mimufuta, not a roidev. Now we have another possibility. What's that? We have a situation where a person's a roidev and not chayav misa. A person's a roidev, but the matzil can't kill him. Oh, so now, we have a perfect case.
He can't kill him, or he can stop him another way?
He could stop him another way, and therefore he can't kill him.
But meaning, like, let's say, for example, like someone's doing that action, and I would be able to shoot him now.
Mm-hmm.
The slightest move of a second would differentiate between.
In other words, you want a person's not so that becomes that he can't be Mashar. But it's a case where a person can clearly be Mashar, that he can stop him, he can shoot down on the leg instead of shooting up. Right? And it's you know what we're talking about, we don't know anything about shooting, Baruch Hashem, but a guy is 3 years of training in Tzal, and he can he knows how to hit the leg, he knows how to hit the top, right? So he's trained that when it comes to when a person comes forward in a certain way and he has not been neutralized at all, so now he goes to the top, and otherwise, in this case, he could go for the bottom. That's what Rabbeinu Ben Shaul's din. All right? So again, whether what Elazar Meir is saying, it may not be such a practical din. Correct? All right, but in terms of the theory of the din, the impact is huge.
So it's din of chayav misa back and forth by the second.
Right. So again, what we're saying is it could be that practically speaking it's not shaykh. But in terms of the understanding of the din, this becomes a huge source from which we can now start figuring out many of the gedorim and halachos of Reyef. Right? So again, how do we come to this din in our sugya? Because we want to find a case where a person is ma'anes hakarev and there is no din of killing the person. All right? Good. That's how we come to it. Now we come to Rabbeinu Ben Shaul. Rabbeinu Ben Shaul is a chiddush that Yotzalach latzil me'ed mecha ve'echod mecha me'echod me'ave eivor rov. All right. So right away, this is what Reb Chaim pointed out in the Sefer. This should become a huge raya that the din of roidev, in other words, the din of matzil of a roidev is only hatzola. The goal is to stop the person, stop the roidev, right? As opposed to saying, Yischayev misav b'dei yodam. Right? In other words, we've identified three different possible ways of understanding the din of roidev. One way is that the Torah says leisam l'adam reyecha, the bystander, every bystander is the chiyuv of being a matzil nefashis, pikuach nefesh. Right? Reb Chaim's lashon is that we don't say in this case ein doichen nefesh v'nei nefesh. We do say doichen nefesh shel roidev v'nei nefesh shel nirdev. Right? That's next way of looking at it is what Rashi says so clearly on Ayin Gimel Aleph, that we have a mandate to stop the roitzeach from doing the iser ritzicha. What's the raya, the strong raya for Rashi? Strong Rashi is because the Commissioner says, but not legavi chilul Shabbos. But not legavi chilul Shabbos. If we're talking about hatzolz nefashis, so of course it's not legavi chilul Shabbos. So that gives us a raya, and, I don't know if you point this out, machleik is between the Yad Ramon and the Ran, which way to machriya. All right? So now, and we pointed out that l'chayra, it's the lashon of the Mishnah would say is a din of being matzil min ha'aveira, and the lashon of the Brice is matzil chayim shel nirdef. That's what it looks like. All right, but I don't see any of the Rishonim point of the machloekes tanom. So that l'chayra is not the mahalach to take. And then we said that there's a third mahalach. What's the third mahalach? That the Brice says that the Gemara says that you cannot learn the din of roidev for Torah's Kal V'chomer. That you can't do. Why? Because ein oinshin min adin. Ein oinshin min adin. Who's talking about oinshin? We're talking about pikuach nefesh. We're talking about tatzolim and aveira. So you see, there's a third way of looking at the sugya. Oinshin min adin. That we are administering the chiyuv misa of beis. Obviously, we spent a lot of time trying to explain how to organize those three separate halachas. But now Reb Chaim says, but L'chayr Reb Yenis Ibn Shaul is telling us, take one off the table, right? Take onesh off the table. Because if the din is that the bystander is told, do what you have to do to stop the roidev, so then that means that we're not executing in B'Torah's Ritzayach, right? But the din is save the nirdaf or save the right. But if we were looking at him, he's already a reitzayach. Give him the din of reitzayach, right? Nidin al shem soifa. That's a lachara. This Rabbi Yehuda ben Shaul will lachara mitigate against that mahalach. Even though it's not so, we're going to have to figure out how to put this all back together again because Rambam paskins. Like Reb Yenis Ibn Shaul, and Rambam seems to say that the matzil is administering a chiyuv misas based, and the Gemara does not seem to say that Reb Yenis Ibn Shaul will tackle an inch min adin. So let's put it back together again. But at first glance, this becomes a seminal sugya in the parsha of Reidev. All right, good. Effie.
I was just going to say, maybe counter the point from Chaim.
Yeah.
That even if it is just the administering the onesh that he's going to do,
mm-hmm.
but the rough one to do an aveira doesn't warrant onesh. Only when someone is either has done the aveira, maybe he's badly going to do the aveira.
Right.
So as
right.
long as there are other options, there are ways to stop him from doing the aveira, then you wouldn't necessarily, that wouldn't necessarily warrant an onesh. Just from the fact that
Yachalat Tebach Meivar
shows that he's not necessarily...
Right, but that's correct. And therefore, one of the Chidushim of Roidev is that Nidin Hashem Soifai. Right? Why would I say that? Because if you stick with what you're saying, how do you learn Pshat of Einayin Shemin Adin? There's no Einayin Shemin here. He's not a Ritzayach yet.
Right. No, so what I would say is that you can only say you need Hashem's sofa if that is violating to be his sofa. But if there are other options that could happen, then you need to answer the last one.
No, sofa, sofa is that he wants to kill the Nirdiv. That's the sofa. Now, it's true that he could end up not killing, he could trip, he could fall, he could, somebody could shoot him, but apparently that's not with the way the halacha is structured. The halacha isn't structured that he is, that because of that this is not sofa. We're saying for a carrot. Because of left alone, this is sofa, therefore, he's already Messiah. There are many ways in which a ben tzara mara may not end up having, may not be molasim zebriyas. But you know, same sefer means left undeterred, right? The ben tzara mara, if we follow the halacha, will not end up being molasim zebriyas. It will kill him, but undeterred. So lechara, I mean, think of what you're saying, because I'd be very curious to see if you can be miyashiv that way. But I don't think that, I think you have to work on it harder. Good. What is the makor for Rabbi Yenis and Ben Shaul? You and I should ask why you need a makor. If the whole makor of the din of Reidev is that we're trying to save the Nirdav, so why do you need a makor to teach us? Well, if you don't need to kill the Reidev, don't kill the Reidev. All right. So hold on, hold that idea. So Gemara has the following right. The Bryce, Rabbi Yenis ben Shaul means the following. Dichsiv, v'chi yinod so anoshim yachdav. Have the Gemara goes back to the story in Mishpatim Chaf Aleph that Reuven and Shimon are beating each other up, and Reuven's pregnant wife tries to intercede, and Shimon beats the pregnant wife, and she loses the pregnancy. Right, so the Gemara says if she loses the pregnancy, so the Gemara says so. Therefore, he now was chayiv tashlumin for the loss of the pregnancy. Torah says if the Shimon ends up killing the pregnant woman, so then he's on chayiv tashlumin because of what later on will be called kol ramine. Lo yosayim, but if no one gets killed, then he's chayav tashlumin. All right, that's the Torah. The Gemara says to Darshan's now, v'chi notzu anoshim yachtov. Are they doing a ma'aser mitzvah or not? No, have to be. Why? Because if there is a possibility that if someone gets killed, then Shimon will be chayav misa. All right, so that means that b'mitzvah shem misa. It's talking about a fight where there is a chiyuv misa, right? That's what Rashi says. Third line, shehu miskavein la'roi geschaveiroi. V'hiko es ha'isha kosa medaber. There's no question that he is being miskavein la'roi. Because if he's not miskavein la'roi, if he's just trying to, just wrestling, and there's no kavon to the ritzicha, so then there's no way Shimon could ever become chiyuv misa. So it must be that Shimon is trying to kill somebody. That means Shimon is a roidev, correct? That's what the Gemara is saying. The pasuk v'chinotzu anoshim yachtam. There is a roidev in the parasha, and we say, well, how do I know that? Because it says them osun yiv and asata nefesh tachas nefesh, because somebody could become chayiv misa over here. All right, Rashi says them loy miskaven laring l'shoygigu amay mikdel el hashmamina miskaven ustam ritzech nitin latzil v'nashik nemrin aleil. So now we have. So now that what the Gemara is saying is, when you learn the parsha of v'chinotzu anoshim yachdom, you are also learning the parsha of Reidev. You're learning the parsha of Dmei Belodeis. You're learning the parsha of Ritzicha and Reidev, because you have three people there. So one of them is a Reidev, one's a Nirdev, one's a Matzil. Gemara says, "Afilu ochim omer achmono v'lo yiotzoin." And if no one gets killed, onesh yonesh, the his chayiv dmei belodeis. Right? So now the Gemara is saying, look at it from the perspective of Reidev. I have a Reitzeach. I have a Reidev. And the Reidev, and he must have, he must be right. He has to have a mind to kill. But he was unsuccessful in killing. Since he was unsuccessful, so therefore he has to pay to make the shulman. Right? So Gemara says, why is that so? If he's attempting to do Ritzicha, if he's a Reidev, so then he's Chayiv Misa. Right? Right? Like if he was pointing out before. That Evi was saying that he should not be Cham Chayiv Misa, but that's not the Nevroidev, right? If he's Chayiv Misa. Anybody, any Matzel can step in and kill him. So if he's Chayiv Misa, how could he be Chayiv Tashlumin? So now the Gemara says, you see, Rabbi Yonis Ben Shaul says, you see, the Torah is giving me a situation where I have a Reidev, I have a Nirdav, I have a Matzel, and I have a Chayiv Tashlumin. How you talking? So the Gemara Rabbi Yonis Ben Shaul says it must be that it is not necessary to kill the Reidev. That the Reidev, the Matzil, could maim the Reidev. That means if that's so, then the Reidev is not Chayiv Misa. Oh, he's not Chayiv Misa. Right? Hayna Mishkach Hazlo Di Onesh Kigon Shiyochel Atzav Echel Mei Varev. All right? Gemara goes on to explain. Ela I amrad yochal atzilecha mevarav nami nitin latziloi bin nafshoi heichim ishkachas ad yonesh. So it must be that nitan latziloi bin nafshoi, you're not allowed to be matzil bin nafshoi. Gemara discusses, well, maybe this brings it back to Elo Naritz, maybe this is not a case of komli because Shiny Yochel the Misa lives a Shulman Lazer. Maybe the ride doesn't get off the ground. There was no we paskin Misa Lazer and Mamma Lazer. There still is a din of Reidev. Let's not go into that right now. Get us off track. But the point is that this is the source for Yenis and Minshol's din. Right? Good. Ladies and Mordechai, why does he need a source? What do you think we'll call all together? No.
And then we could still get out of it. I mean, we could still save the guy, so the Icarus was saving the guy. We would have thought to say that's Hatam and Aver, so even though you didn't save the guy with one of the limbs, he might still be Chayav the Aver.
Why? The point is to stop him from killing us. If the point is to either save the Nirdav or save the Reidev from doing an Avera, so why do we need a pasuk to say that a limud from a pasuk to tell me that, if I can do it without killing him?
If you would say it's Chayav Misa, you would be able, you would think that you could either kill him or do nothing,
but
to save him.
Oh, that's true. If you say that the Reidev is Chayav Misa, right? If you say the Reidev is Chayav Misa. And in other words, that as we've been saying several times in Lashon Rambam, that the Torah wants to save the Nirdav. The Torah wants to stop the Reidev from doing the Aveir. V'yata Rami Kirbecha. So we have a V'yata Rami Kirbecha through Beis Din, and there's apparently a V'yata Rami Kirbecha before the Aveir takes place. Right, so the Torah says, but Ubiyatim Kirbecha Zachiyu and Beis Din. So Beis Din hands off the Ubiyatim Kirbecha to any person who can execute the thing. Right, so if you say that, so then we do need a pasuk to teach me that if I can, even though this guy is Chayav Misa, and would this be in a regular Chiyah Bisan Beis Din would not entertain the idea of doing anything but a Chiyah Bisa. Over here, the Torah says there is a Chiyah Bisa, but in this case, you can't act in the Chiyah Bisa.
But killing him cannot do the Aver. Why would you need a Pasuk? Shouldn't it just be Mishar? Once you go to Beis Din, you're Chiyah Bisa.
So what I would suggest, Lani's Daiti, is that Rav Yonis Ben Shaul says, in a Chanami, I do need a pasuk to teach me. Because heyois, that there is a chiyuv misa. The raya, I would say, is because the Gemara calls it an oynish. And what the Torah is saying is that the Beis Din is telling every individual they can be a shliach Beis Din and do the chiyuv misa before without Beis Din. So now the Rav Yehuda shall say, however, if the only, we can say balabatish, lamdash if to work my charter. Balabatish, we would say, is the Torah said you can give the chiyuv misa in order to say the nirnaf. So Rav Yehuda shall is teaching me that then. It's not stam that the Torah is saying he is chayiv misa in Beis Din, and therefore we should, and therefore the matzil has free reign. He's chayiv misa in Beis Din, but the Torah only gave that chayiv misa over to every matzil for the less braver. Correct.
Why don't we say by Ben Sarmar we will knock him in the face so he can't eat, and we'll save him from getting the Aver. Anyway, why don't we
cut off his arms?
Yeah, we'll cut off his arms. We'll do something to Ben Sarmar so that he won't be Chayav Misa.
So you're asking in Kasha.
Well, it's the same story. It's Matam and Ob. You're saving him from the Aver. You're saving him from something that will guarantee him death. If you save him with one of the limbs, then he won't get the Misa.
So again, you're asking why the Rambam didn't do it that way. The kasha, it's not a kasha that should keep us awake at night. It doesn't undermine our pshat in the sugya. It's a good kasha. Why wouldn't say put the guy in prison? So why don't we try to? Why he's got to go for therapy, right? Why didn't the Torah say obligated to therapy? We're going to put a what do you call it, house arrest with a psychologist, right? And of course, the psychologist. So that's a kasha, right? And of course, obviously, if you say that lehoi b'le nivra and it's derush kabel schar, so they're not a big kasha, right? Right, but the kasha is it's a worthy kasha. It doesn't undermine our pshat nesugi, though. Go ahead.
I was going to say that with the Ben Sora Mora, there were opinions that we learned that he didn't onish now, but also nidon asher himself. So the dual component of the onish now allows him to be killed with the nidon asher himself or tied to it.
Right. So what Yehuda is saying is that the Gemara is in nidon asher himself, that was just to give us the right for chiyuv misa. That means he did an aveira. He was chayim something. But why is it an aveira chamura? Right. So that was, but then, but Elazar Meir would say, good, it's chayv and punishment. But why in the chiyuv misa, nidon asher sefer, so it's never a better way. So it's a kash in the Ribbono Shalom, which is worth exploring. But it's, that doesn't undermine the pshat.
It's not almost like the mice that he does is what's like nidon asher sefer. Like that action that he did is if what he'll be doing in the future is what he did.
Could be, all right.
That's why it's not got summoned out there. I mean, right. We are saving
right.
For actually doing it.
There's an interesting discussion, by the way. By the way, amongst the Achronim, whether this din, I think in Mishnah Melech, does this din, Rav Yehuda ben Shaul, does it apply to both Machteras?
Why not?
Depends
what
you're
talking
about.
They got
to
stop.
Is that what you just said? No, go ahead, Mayor.
Isn't it kind of different than the Bob Machter? Because isn't it the case of Bob Machter? It sounds like it's like Rishus. If you want, if other people are there, we learned out on that stuff that if they want, if other people see him, they could, but there's no chiv to go and actually kill him. If they want, they could go and kill him. Well, like in our case, it sounds like there's a chiv that you should go and kill the guy. And that's why we need this poster to say.
Gemara says, Hashkem Lahargo, the Gemara says. Chazok and Onim. But is there a din in a third party to take out the Bob Machter?
Was that?
Yeah, third
party.
You guys are backing up exemptions from the final. The more you chazer. Okay. What does this say? Correct. And Ayin Gimel Omer Aleph Ein Reis Zeh Letzel Menavshei.
Right, so I thought it was a reshus, and I saw that
reshus
around that he explained about the case of.
Right, the Gemara of Hukah means that everybody has the reshus. Right, so how's that a kasha then?
So I'm saying that maybe in our case that's why we need this pasuk, because it's not just a reshus that you have to go. That you would think that you have a chiyuv that Basin gave you. Basin gave over.
Whoa. No, but by Rodev, you talking about Machteris?
No, I'm talking by Rodev now.
So right if is a chiyuv.
Right, I'm saying it's not a reshus. That's why there's a chiyuv. That's why you would think that you have a chiyuv to go and kill the guy. So that's why we have this.
So they can't give him such a measure, but by b'machteres. But it sounds that we'll get to mitzvah. But it sounds like that b'machteres, if a third party executes his right, by choosing words, executes his right to. Exercise is right to of the reshus to kill the Bob Machteres, and he doesn't name him, he's not Neragol. That's what it sounds like. That's Archiyan. We'll see in a moment. Well, I'm going to get to today. But that's the Rambam only quotes this then in Reisech, not Bob Machteres. Okay, now while we're taking Effie's question, turn to Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Good, Effie.
I'm going to test and maybe the.
A little louder?
I was going to test and maybe the reason why we're looking for Makar is that the Chiddush is not only in a case of Yachlat Mubarak, is the pre existing Chiyav to be Matil by killing the Rodev not in play. If the Matil goes ahead and kills him, now he's Chayyab, now Rag Allah, it's Chayyab Misa. That's the Chiddush that needs the Makar.
Saying with the chiddush is what
is that if the matzil kills the rodev in a case where he
doesn't
have to, he gets killed. Even though
that's true, but is there an alternative? If it's not mutter to kill, so why shouldn't he become chayiv?
That's not mutter to kill. It's not mechiyah to kill. That would be the next, I think, logical step. We're jumping from
Chiyuv
to
Isser. Right, is there another alternative though?
Maybe just
the Chiyuv
all the way.
There's no Chiyuv, and he kills somebody.
Right. So he wasn't Mekayim in Moshe Yala, but he also wasn't over.
So what did he do? No, he's everything very, everything seems very important because what we're going to discuss is the Shita Sarambam. Shita Sarambam. Is the famous Brisker Rebbe. The Brisker Rebbe in the sugya. Kol ha'yochel atzil ve'eber me'ivorim v'loy torach machach elahitzil benafshoi. This answer is the Lozemir's point. V'loy torach machach. Right. If the guy is didn't make a split second decision, that's not what the Rebbeinu Zalman Shaul's din is. Rebbeinu Zalman Shaul is when the guy didn't bother trying to figure out whether he could be matzil v'chan me'ivor. Elahitzil benafshoi shel roidev v'horgoi. I raise the sheif echdomim v'chayiv misa amol ein bezin v'misa noisa. Right? So there is something in between. Right? So that's where he's coming from. He's saying that the chiddush over here is that he's neragolov but not like a regular ritzeh. Now, again, it doesn't sound like the Rambam is paskening Rabbeinu Zalman Shaul. Correct? Because Neragolov sounds like Chiyuv Misa, but also Neragolov. All All right, so now let's go back to Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the other place where Rabbi Yonis ben Sholzin is quoted. No, the Rambam says he's no chiyuv misa.
He's not allowed to kill him?
He's not allowed to have he's a murderer, but Bezim will not kill him.
So it is like
Rabbi.
That is like.
No, because the Lashon of Yonis ben Sholzin is Neragola. Rambam says chayiv misa, but ain't bezim misa noisa. What's the lush of nera golem mean? Yeah, correct. L'chayra, Rabbi Yonis ben Sholz couldn't say this then. Because Rabbi Yonis ben Sholz raya is that we say kom le rav mine.
Don't they both say that you save him
with
your limbs, if not you kill him?
Correct.
So what's the difference between the rav and the
rav? L'chayra, Rabbi Yonis ben Sholz then is that he's chayiv misa in Beis Din.
You wouldn't be able to kill him?
Chayiv misa
shoygim.
Chayiv misa shoygim, yeah. Right, but the chayiv misa with the shemayim, different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. Nun zayin aleph. Nun zayin aleph is the sugya of sugyas of ben noyach. A ben noyach is chayiv in mitzicha, right? Mitzicha is one of the shemayim in noyach, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The brice over here. There's a brice on the Zayin Amud Aleph that lists Geneva, Gezel, and Yafas Toyar. It's in the middle of the Amud. The first word in the line is Vatanya. It is on the far right in the Amar Tesefta, David Azara Perikdes. Vihotanya, Tesefta. Ala Gezel, Gonav, Vigozal, Vechain Yafas Toyar. This is a partial list of the mitzvahs b'nei noach according to one Tana. We don't have Yifas Toyer. And the Braisa says, and similar. Geneva, Gezela, and similar. And Yifas Toyer, and similar. So the Gemara now is discussing what's the and similar. All right? So the Gemara finds a case of something that's very similar to a Yifas Toya. It's a person who is Miyachid a Shivcha. And the Gemara finds similar cases to Geneva Gzela, which is not quite. For example, Koyvesh Schar Sochir, not paying a salary. And then the last line of the Gemara is, this says, but you know, the third last line of the Omen is, Ki Yoytzei Boi Deshvichos Damim Leitanya. But the Braisa does not say that Ritzicha Legabe Ben Noyach includes similar things to Ritzicha. Didn't say it. The Yotzei Boy, that the entry in the list of Shemes Noyach was broader than the list in the item itself, this Braisa had Legabe Yifas Toyer and Legabe Geneva. Did not have Legabe Ritzicha. Right? So that's the Gemara makes the point. Legabe Ritzicha. It has to be Ritzicha Mamash. It can't be Akiyotzi Boy. Right? Moshel Maldavra Doime, like a Groma B'misa. Right? Putting a person into the pit and removing the ladder. So it sounds like, from this one line, that Ben Noach may not be Chayiv in that. That's what it sounds like. Right? Look at the Rashi, the bottom of the Omud. Hai Tana Deleil, Mishum Dei Shvichas Damim She'ina Chayiv Gomer Oymutu Legamre. Either shvichas domim, either chayav or mutter. Kigoin niridav shenitin latzil atzma benavshoy shol reitzeach. The ilu sheifech dom b'shoygeg shvichas domim gomerhu el rachmona chasale. Kigoin, right? Kigoin shenitin li notzel atzma benavshoy shol reitzeach. The Nirdav can save his life by killing the Reitzeach, right? The ilu shayfech dam b'shoygeg shirichus damim gomru. The gabe ben noyach shirichus dam b'shoygeg shirichus damim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was in Rachmanis on us, gave us the din of galus. All right, but the gabe ben noyach, you look at the ma'aser v'tzicha, yeah, never tzicha. Omer Abaye. Now Abaye makes the following point. Second last line of the Zayin Aleph. Imashkachas, if right, imashkachas. If there would have been a kiyotze boy, then it would have been Rabbi Yonis ben Shaul. The Tanya Rabbi Yonis ben Shaul. The Tanya Rabbi Yonis ben Shaul. Loi meray nevacha chaver lehargoi v'yochal atziloi. V'yechon meivar v'loi hitzil. Last two lines of Rashi. El lehargoi, and he killed him. So neragolah. He will be. So this matzil now it's chayiv misa. The pellet, the matzil saved somebody's life. It's chayiv misa because he saved somebody's life. He was the modern language, the modern anti-Semitic language, because it was a disproportionate measures, right? So neragolov. Ashkach Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Daviksiv B'Sefer Galat Debei Rav Ben Noach Nerug B'Dainecho B'Dechon Shli Basra Mivish Levi Isha Filu Korev Afalu Ubrin. Says Rashi Nerug Olav. So again, so what am I pointing out now? All I'm pointing out is that this Tesefta is quoted earlier as a possible, as what could have been a possible pshat if there would be a brice. It's a strange Gemara. Like if you have a good kasha, I got the teretz ready. Yeah. It sounds like a, all right. But kasha, that's what the Gemara says. All right. Tez Rashi, Neragolov, Hainu Kiyotzi Boy, the Shichas Domin, this would have been the Kiyotzi of Shichas Domin. Pshat and Zugin. The Have, Koroi Vlahatir, because it should be Mutter. That's the chiyuv misa of ben noach. Yischein yisro v'yisrael. A Jew kills a Jew. It also mechayev, right? And it presumably means if a kuti matzil kills a kuti roidev and could have maimed him, and if a kuti matzil kills a yisrael roidev and could have maimed him, and yisro v'yisrael. Well, Yisroel b'kuti poter. All right, but leave Rabbi Yonasan. But a Yisroel kuti, who would have maimed, who would have killed a Yisroel matzel,
right,
who would have killed a kuti roidev, who was a kuti roidev and could have maimed him, will not be chayav. Why? What's Rashi pointing out? Because if you look at the brisa that we're trying to interpret, that's what the Brisa goes on to say. Havatanya al gezel gana v'gaz v'chein yivas toim v'chein v'yitz v'en kuti v'kuti v'kuti v'yisrael oser yisrael v'kuti v'otzer. Alright, so now we have Rashi is just telling Adolim Pshat in the kiyotze boy and how it would have, how you'd run this Pshat through the entire Brisa.
Was it a killer kuti in general?
No.
So what is this?
It's part, isn't it, v'otzer?
No.
It's not chayiv misa. It's not. It's a different level of punishment.
Are you killed for killing kuz in general?
Is it lo sirtzach?
It's not chayiv misa. So aliba right? Avol says Rashi. Avol rabbonon pligi olei. Va'amrei heter gomru v'leku ki yoytze boy. Right. Just in case we were wondering whether Ayin Dalman Aleph was the Machloikis Tanoim, right? In other words, the Gemara gives four different ways of learning Pshat in Eilu Nair Sheish L'Knas Habo L'Choyse. So yesterday somebody said they argue with each other. So this Rashi says Rabbi Yonis Ben Shaul is a Machloikis Tanoim. Right, this din this din of with the nitlan tzilah b'nafshei, according to Rashi, the machlekes tanoim. It would be conceivable based on this Rashi. I wish the Rishonim would spell this out. That maybe there's a machlekes tanoim as to whether Raidiv is a din of pikuach nefesh, excuse me, or a din of einshin. Right? L'chayra would be most attractive to say, you can't say. The most attractive to say is that there's a machlekes mishneh b'raisa, and one holds a tatzola and a veira, the other holds a tatzola sanirdav. And that's the machlekes, but l'chayra doesn't work, because whether you hold a tatzola sanirdav, a tatzola and a veira, l'chayra, unless one would argue the following. Let's not argue that Bienes Ben Shol's Makor is a Makor of Hatzolas Hanirdav. So the Gabi Hatzolam and Aveh have no Makor to say this then. Right? But I'm not sure that's correct, because I'm not sure whether it's Mukhrach to say that I couldn't use the Ki Notzo and Noshim Yachtov to teach me Hatzolam and Aveh. Right? So you can work on it. But I don't see clearly. All right, sounds like the sugya is saying we have to work out all the makoros for everyone. All right, so we have the machlekes tanoim, Yenison ben Shol, and Rabbanan is the machlekes tanoim. All right, what according to Rashi, what do the Rabbanan say? All right, so according to the Rashi, those who are achorlik and Yenison ben Shol do not say what Effie would want to say. And say, well, you know, it's not chiyuv misa, it's not a good. Rashi says, "Va'amri heter gomu," right? Mutter. It is the Rashi is giving room to move. Mutter. It's mutter to do. Right. So l'chor it's mutter. He can't say that he's chayyim shefer gomu. Right. All right. But that's Rashi. Is that muchrach? Is Rashi's pshat muchrach in the brayz of kiyotze? Okay, let's, so Adkan we have a machlekes tanoim, according to Rashi, a machlekes tanoim, whether the yochel atzel v'yochel me'yivorah v'lo yitzil is ne'erav elav, right? And l'chayra, according to Rashi, what would be the hezer of the machlekes between the Tana, between Yenis and Shaul and Chachamim? What would the machlekes be? Right. So one easy mahalach would be whether the din of Reidef begins with the chi of Oynish. Right. Because according to Rabbanon, if it begins with the chi of Oynish, if we are executing. If we're exercising the Beis Din's Oynesh of Eretzech, if we're saying what Effie was saying before, whatever we didn't want to say before, if we're saying he is already in Din Hashem Sa'ifai, he's an Eretzech already. He's an Eretzech. So now, Beis Din could kill him. Yes, if Beis Din wants to kill him before he does any damage, so now we're the ones that are killing. All right. So the Torah formulated the din of Reidev as being a din of exercising Beis Din to be yarter mikirbecha, but doing it before he's had a chance to murder. Good, mimela. If that's the case, so then why should I be mechalek? Meidach, if you say that the Torah is teaching me by having these drushes, so maybe the Torah is teaching me that Rabbi Yenis Mishol is cholik, and he holds that it's the Torah is being machadish a din of Hatzala and a din of new of Menias Aveira, but he's not introducing the idea of Chivayichin. Chivayichin is the Suya later on, Alim the Rabban. Shalayli the Rabban Shal. Right? That would be, that would put everything together nicely. It would mean that the Rambam is paskening like, not like Rabban Shalom Shal, which is not hard for us to say because the Rambam doesn't pass on Luchayra. And.
Why would
it
be
the Shitasan?
Why wouldn't he be?
And the Rambam was, and we she does it right, right. The only thing is that the that we would have to the Rambam's chelik on that Rashi. Yeah.
What's the svar for the Rambam to say that he wouldn't be chayvus?
Because the Rambam, we've been medayik in the Rambam. No. We say that you think it's correct, but that's what I'm looking for. Here. Bamed Rama Murim Bishamar Vyasa Avin Shachaimala Mises Bezdin. That's when Adam, when the Adam cannot kill him on the spot. Aval Aradif Akhar Khaveva, the Hargoy, Harry Kosum Tun Hassel and Nirdif. So we've been dying several times in this Rambam. Then Lachar, the Rambam is an unusual formulation in the Rambam to say, when do we say that Adam shouldn't kill a Reitzeach because it's not due process, because it hasn't been Adam, has been a basin process? When do we say that? That's if he hasn't killed yet. If he's killed already. But if he hasn't killed yet, then. You know, why does the Rambam put the Rambam? There's two. These are two separate halachas. One is the halacha of due process, and the other halacha of saving a person being. Why is the Rambam weaving the two together? Because we suggest that the Rambam may have understood from our sugya that the way to form the din of Reidev was as Heyoyi said, we're going to kill him anyways because I have to aid him, and they're watching it. So the Torah says, do the Chiyav Misa before he has a chance to kill somebody. Why have two people die? The Nirdif and then the Reidif afterward. Kill the Reidif now, so the Nirdif won't be here. Right? Again, but this is not, what we're saying right now is not what Rav Chaim pointed out. Because Rav Chaim's said over here, Ubeir Haramam Dina Yusoi Din Rayus Raidif, Halumi Din Atsolta Nirnav, Vikori Ujanefshu Raidish Nidcha. How do I know this? Because we're Yunus Vinshaw. Right? Chaim said, the Yusoi of Raidif is Atsol. What's the Chidish of Raidif? The Chidish of Raidif is that we normally say, a Nefesh Nidcha Mibne Nefesh. I can't decide. I have two people are fighting. I can't, each one's clinging to the other one. So how can I figure who's supposed to get who's Chayiv Misa? But if there's a Reidif and a Nirdav, then the Torah says, in this case you say, that Nefesh a Reidif Nidcha B'nei Pikach Nefesh al Nirdav. We don't know exactly what's going on. We don't know what happened before. But I see a Reidif, I see a Nirdav. Have a din. All right? But the Gemara says, and Rav Chaim said, how do I know that that's a din about tzolus nefashos? Because I'm Rav Yonis ben Shaul. Right if she, right if achach haver lahargoi, v'yoch meyivar av lehitzol nergolo, ari dechol arvigo shol right if he rak latzil zan nirdav. Ella, d'haloi v'chol moke v'indoich ha nefesh nefesh, hocha v'right if exeris ha-kosuv, d'nafshi nidche, v'arei zeh olam, she-kosuv le-lachos al nefesh ha-reinif. Shelo delay nodding mizel loy may shein dechen nefesh bibne nefesh. Ella kach exeris a kosov, she nefesh a roidev nidche. Ella da kata yeshes of Chaim's chiddish, kata yeshli stapek him kol exeris a kosov de roidev who rak ba atzma shel a roidev, Sheidachim nevikoch nefesh shal nirdav, avol ikir ad solah shal nirdav, him yishum nevikoch nefesh shal kol ha-Torah kula. Do we say that the halacha of leisamoid is leisamoid kol ha-Torah kula, or there's an additional din of leisamoid that the Torah puts into place for a nirdav? All right, so that's the old Ramchai. Good. So again, so ad kan we have a machlekes tanorim. L'chara, we're suggesting that the machlekes tanorim could explain to us why the Gemara introduces the idea of oinshin. Because l'chara, as Rav Chaim points out, Rav Chaim does not recognize the machlekes tanorim. It could be Rav Chaim held that there is no hechreyach to recognize the machlekes tanorim. Because after all, the Gemara in Zayin Beis, what did Rashi say in Chacham Rechelik on him? Abaya said, if there would be a kiyotze boy, this would be the kiyotze boy. All right. But there's no kiyotze l'gabe anachri. So why is there no kiyotze l'gabe anachri? So Rashi says, well, because the Tana of that Braisa held that doesn't hold the Rebbe Yenis's din. Rashi's explaining. What's Abaya saying? Yi mishkachas la. This would be the din. So Rashi is explaining because the Gemara understood there's a machlekes tanoim, and the author of the Tesefta did not hold Yehiz ben Shaul. Good. But is there a chirich to say that? Couldn't we just say everyone held Yehiz ben Shaul? So why is Abaya singing Mishkachas? Oh, it's a kasha. Why Abaya decided to give a shir in this particular topic? Not sure. But does that mean that there has to be an arguing Tana? Maybe not. So that's what Rav Chaim understood. The Yehiz ben Shaul was definitive, so to speak. All right. Now we'll see. We'll see in the Brisker Rav. I hope. The Brisker Rav. Anyways, so we'll have to do that maybe tomorrow to show. So let's just finish up with the Rambam. Yud Gimel Kol HaYochol LaHatzil. What's the asterisk? Yeah, the Torah's Kash. Okay, good. Kol HaYochol LaHatzil Be'Iver Be'Ivarav V'loy torach b'chach Eli tzil b'nafsha shal roideh V'horgoy Harei ze shoyfeich domim. Right? V'chayiv misa Avol ein bezim en misa noisai. That's the Torah. It's also a rhyme of it. V'kosur v'enu b'sayim V'enu yeideya Kevin shechayiv misa Lo mein bezim en misa noisai. To be Jesus Kasha. What's Pshat Rambam? Chayiv Misa, but ain't Beizim and Misa Naisa. Another 2 minutes just to finish off the Kasha. Hilchus Malach. What's the story tomorrow? There's a Yom Yun all day long.
I don't know.
I don't want to be tarred and feathered with the Lozen Mayor for political purposes. Ben Nayak Shaharag Nefesh, I feel Uber me imay Neragolov. Right? Vachenim Harag Trefa. Right? These are hopefully the sugis during the June's man. Chenarag Trefa. I should call Savinus of Neari. We call different forms of groma. We see chayin de groma. Hoyil v'heimis we call mokim nera. It's chayim misa. All right, so the difference between Ben Noach, Shaharag, and Yisrael Shaharag. V'chein, im Horag Abroi, Dev Shiochel Tuvechel Meivorov, Neragolov, Mash, Ein King be Yisrael. Similarly, just like these are three halachas, the Reitseach Yisrael, Reitseach Goy, is, no, more Chom and Yisrael Yisrael. So too, when the din of Rav Yonis ben Sholston. So far, so good. Omar Raven, Omar Avram, Kashali, Kashali Avner, Ad Kan Lishoinai. V'chein Horvag Roidev, Shachat Abiyar, V'yavarvav. The Rav is understood.
So,
yeah. The Rav is being chulik in this Rambam.
What was the problem with the Rav Chaim
here? And I think the problem with Chaim. I was pointing out that. That Rav Chaim sees Rav Yonis ben Shaul's din as a definitive din of the sugya. That's his point again. In other words, whereas when you learn the Rashi, so you see it's a machlokes tanor. Right?
Doesn't the Rama passing against Rav Yonis ben Shaul?
So that's where you have to go step by step. In other words, the Reb Chaim sees the Rambam as paskening. Well, let's put the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would say, irrespective of whether the Rambam is paskening the beautiful Chachamim, right? Irrespective, let's get involved in that. The Rambam is saying he does pasken that if Efshel Atziloi. Is Harry is a Shevich Dovim. Alright? So, in other words, Reb Chaim would say, let's not get involved in Avedis Ben Shaul or Chachamim. You don't need that. We have a Ram. The Ram himself says, Harry is a Shevich Dovim. He's a murderer. L'chayu of Misa. L'chori, you can't say that he's doing the bidding of Beis Din. He must, this Beis Din was not matter in this case.
Is that.
Let's pretend that there's no. Let's even assume that there's no Rabbanim. Maybe the Rambam's chelik as the Rambam could be chelik and Rashi altogether.
No, I'm saying I don't see a machlokas in the Tanakh. They're both saying that you can't kill the guy if you could save him.
No, according to Rashi, they are miles apart.
Why?
Because according to Rashi, if you could maim the roidev and what doesn't maim the roidev and kills the roidev. According to Rambam, he's chayiv misa. According to Rashi, the guy's a warrior. According to Rashi, the guy gets a medal. He saved somebody's life.
If you want somebody in trouble, would say that, like the Rambam?
Let's step at a time. According to Rashi, you hear the machlokes to know? Good. Okay, now, Rambam, let's say we don't really know how the Rambam learns this sugi right now. Right? All we know is the Rambam, when he records this din, so he has a surprising formulation. Right? The Rambam says, Hareza Shevech Domim V'chayev Misa. Sounds like Rav Yonis ben Shaul. Right? Elamai has at the end, but Bezin is not Machayev. Bezin is not killing. Okay? So now, according to Rambam, right now, there's no reason to discuss what is this. Where's Rambam coming from? We just know what the Rambam says. So, it's clear that Rav Chaim assumes the Rambam is passing Rav Yonis ben Shaul. All right? L'chor, that's clear. So all we're pointing out is that Rav Chaim sees Rav Yonis ben Shaul as being a definitive statement in the lumdus. Right? Have a chakira. What is the essential din of roidev? So the Rambam, the essential din is to stop roidev. That's the essential din. stop right if. And the Rambam goes a step further to say that because he uses the lashon latzil nafshei shel roidev, Rambam doesn't say that kol yochel latzil beiver rabbi v'torach machach ella mona es haroidev milasa es haveira. Right. So you see that the Rambam seems to be paskening that the essential din of roidev is. We weren't trying to say the life of the narrative. Good, I can't. That's. I just pointed that out on Ram Chaim. Then we pointed out, next, is that the Torah points out. The Torah points out next shir. Right? First shir is, Evyen is Ben Shol. Right? First shir is, why does Ben Shol need a apostle to teach him? First issue is Rabbi Yehuda Mishal Das, is he the Shita, or is he part of a Machloikas? All right, that was the first year, just to get the sugya straight. The two places Rabbi Yehuda Mishal comes up, Machloikas, according to Rashi, Machloikas Tanoim, L'chayra Rashi would pass him like Chachamim, L'chayra. Right, maybe not. Sugya quotes him. On the other hand, he's one of four answers. I don't know how Rashi would pass, I shouldn't say that. And L'chayra, Rambam pass, and Yisrael Mishal. All right? Ad kan. Next year, there were just coming attractions. All right? So coming attractions are, is that the Rambam does not, this seems to add on a surprising ha'orov, a surprising din. Bezin can't touch him. All right? Why is it surprising? The Torah says it's surprising. That's not Goyis Maimonis. All right? That's number one. Number two, is L'chayra, the Rambam is Cholik on this Rambam in Hilchus Malachim. Right? There, in Hilchus Malachim, there's a Mishnah, there's a Kesef Mishnah that we're not going to use right now, but that's the next, who explains exactly what the Rambam is saying. Right? So and the, this gives us an opportunity to learn very, very, besides being well known, it's very pretty. Briskerov is much easier to learn than Reb Chaim. Because of Reb Chaim, every word is tight. Briskerov was, when he wrote Galassin, explains things very, very beautifully, so it's a much easier, safer to learn. So that's the next, what we're going to do next, Mr. Shah. Questions, what? It's up to you.
Yeah.
I don't. I.